I walked extra slowly down the hallway, making sure you could keep pace. You refused to use the walker or the wheelchair. Stubborn man. And your IV with the pain meds had to be disconnected and wrapped to avoid getting wet during your shower. So I knew you were weak and in pain. But the doctors ordered that you needed this. Of course, you had a different opinion, grumbling to me again that you didn't need my help, that you were fine on your own. When you show me your medical degree, then you can tell me what to do on my shift. Got it? I replied. When you asked for another nurse to accompany you, I flinched. I knew I could get Katie to help you if I really needed to, and she was older, months away from retirement, and not used to doing the more strenuous tasks with patients. If you faltered and she had to support you, I knew she wouldn't be able to. I'd be putting you, my patient, at risk, not to mention Katie's job. And besides, how could I explain that you would rather her than me helping you shower without it coming to light that we knew each other? So I lashed out instead. You always had a way of bringing out the claws in me. Well, not always, but definitely right before Alan left. And afterwards. You think you're the first male patient I've ever helped shower? That I'm just aching to get my hands on you? Seriously, get over yourself. This is my job. And I've dealt with way too many stubborn patients to have you try to intimidate me. So let's just get this over with, okay? The hospital shower room is about the size of two walk-in closets. Fully tiled, wall to ceiling. A removable spray nozzle on the farthest wall. A commode-style seat close to it to sit on if needed. And metal handlebars anchored into the wall at various heights for stability. No curtain or shower doors. They weren't necessary in the single-use room, and would only hinder a nurse from providing assistance if need be. Despite my insistence on being the one to help you, I had every intention of giving you the utmost privacy. I set the water to a reasonable temperature for you, made sure everything you might need was within your reach. Soap, shampoo, washcloth, razor. I turned around when you took off your slippers, gown, and boxers to give you privacy. Only when you began to wash up did I turn towards you, never looking down, just offering my presence there for your support in case you got weak or lost your footing on the sometimes slick, soapy tiled floor. You managed really well, even though I could see you grimacing in pain. I offered several times to help, but I was glared at, so I stopped offering. It wasn't until I saw your eyes roll back and felt your body start to sway that I knew I had no choice but to step in. I grabbed you around the waist, just in time to avoid you toppling forward. I managed to maneuver you onto the seat, just out of the spray of the water. You looked surprised that you were still weak enough to almost pass out. And once you realized that you did almost pass out, you got angry, cursing yourself and your body, upset for showing any kind of vulnerability, especially in front of me. Your head hung low, your shoulders slumped, naked and defeated. It tore at my heart. I know you hated being in this position. You were not a man who relied on anyone. Even though you could and should, and I'd have loved to be the one who could shoulder some of your load. It was too late for that. I'd lost my chance long ago. But I wasn't going to let you blame yourself now for not being healed after your ordeal. I squatted down in front of you, tilted your chin up gently to face me. Hey. Hey. Listen to me. You can't be 100% all of the damn time. You have to heal. Heck, You're already recovering faster than most in your position. Give yourself credit for that. Stop belittling yourself for not being a goddamn superhero. You'll be just as strong and stubborn and bullheaded as ever. But it's gonna take time. Day by day, okay? Until then, be easy on yourself. Let us help you. Heck, don't you think I want you out of my hair as soon as possible? See? Much better. You almost look happy when you smile. Our eyes were locked on one another. And for just a brief second, I saw the man you once were. Before all the losses. The fun, flirty man who I fell in love with. I didn't realize I was slowly rubbing my hands just above your knees on your thighs as a comforting gesture. You looked uneasy again, and I figured I'd continue to reassure you. I didn't think to look down at your cock. It's kind of ingrained in me as a nurse to avoid looking there with male patients, and I definitely was in full nurse mode with you feeling so vulnerable. Hey, you're doing great. I wouldn't lie to you. You'll be out of here in no time, truly. You brushed off my words, shrugging, almost as if I was patronizing you. You cleared your throat and your impatient scowl was back. That's when I noticed your hand move to your crotch in attempt to cover your erection. Jesus. There was no way you could cover the size of that thing with one hand. I let out a gasp. With my face so close to your cock, you could feel the heat of my breath on it. And you cursed and stood up abruptly, almost throwing me off balance in my attempt to move out of the way of your erection. Do you mind if we just fucking get this over with? You bit out. The last few minutes of your shower were completed in silence, with no other incidents of concern. Getting you dressed was another story. You grumbled that you could do it yourself, so I watched your feeble attempts to bend and put your boxers on twice before I finally snatched them out of your hands, bent down in front of you, inadvertently licking my fill of your still thick cock while I slipped your boxers up over your calves, your knees, your thighs. Someone knocked on the door loudly, turning the locked handle, startling me just as I neared your cock with the material, causing me to jump in surprise and my fingertips accidentally brush along the length of your cock. Occupied! I shouted. I felt you yank the waistband of your boxers from my hand and fit them into place on your hips. My hands were trembling, helping you with the last of your clean clothes. We met up with Katie halfway down the hall while making our way back to your room. I asked her if she'd mind taking over for me and getting you settled in bed. I hadn't looked you in the eyes since I'd inadvertently touched your cock. I just couldn't. Not yet. I practically ran to the staff locker room, which thankfully was always deserted at night. I locked myself in one of the bathroom stalls and tried to stop myself from hyperventilating. I was breathing so heavily. It wasn't nerves or fear or shame. It was desire. It took everything in my power not to lean in and lick or tug or suck or taste your cock. Even now, I was licking my lips. Maybe even moaning, but I couldn't hear anything over the pounding of my heart and my chest. Deep breaths wouldn't help calm me. What I needed right now was to come. To close my eyes and picture your cock. The cock that I now knew in detail in the flesh. Picture it in all the dirty ways I'd fantasized about it over the years. In my mouth, inside my pussy, filling me, feeding me. It was quick and quiet, but my orgasm came easily with your cock still fresh in my mind. Only then did my breathing slow and I could think again. Fuck. This is so fucked up. A few hours passed before I could bring myself to check on you. I'd put it off for as long as I could, hoping you'd be asleep by now. And I breathed a sigh of relief when I walked in your room to find your eyes closed and you breathing rhythmically. I replaced the IV bag as quietly as possible so as not to wake you, checking your color and... Fuck. I had to take your blood pressure. I'd forgotten about that. It's virtually impossible not to wake a patient once that cuff starts tightening on their arm. And you were no exception. Your eyes opened and glared at me. But you didn't say anything. Neither did I. What could I say? After the tearing sound of the Velcro sleeve being removed from your arm faded, I turned to leave. But I was stopped by your accusation. Coward. You bit out angrily, glaring at me in the darkness. I turned back to face you. I beg your pardon? What? Did I remind you too much of Alan? Do our dicks look the same? Got me confused for my brother in the shower for a moment? You added spitefully. What are you talking about? I said, confused. Is this how you played Alan? Got him all hot and bothered, but never gave it up. Just a little cock tease. He was so fucking warped by you. You played him until he had no choice but to leave. You accused me bitterly. Surprisingly, I felt relieved at your accusation. It was finally out in the open again. It was finally my time to fucking speak up for once. I'd held my tongue for over a decade, but no more. There it is. You finally admitted it. The reason you hate me. Because you think I made Alan leave. Of course, that's the reason. Not because maybe you were too controlling. Telling him how to live, what to study, how to fit into the little mold you carved out for him in your head after your mom passed. Even so much so as to force him to choose me as his fiancé because you thought I'd be a good fit for him when he didn't even want me. I never broke Alan's heart. It wasn't mine to break. He didn't leave me. He left you. You couldn't handle hearing it at the time. You needed someone to blame for him leaving, so I let it be me. Because that's what I thought was best. But I'm not going to be that person anymore. I'm not going to be the reason you don't look in the mirror and fucking see the truth. Fuck. Look. I'm sorry. I know this upsets you, but it's the truth, and you're gonna need to face it sometime. Say something. Fine. Don't say anything. Look, I get off shift in another hour, so just hit the button if there's anything you need. Before I could even turn towards the door, you finally spoke. You know exactly what the fuck I need. With that, you threw back the covers then, to reveal how hard you still were. Raging hard. This wasn't about sex, or desire, or need. It was about anger, payback, release. And it was a long time coming for both of us. This is how you really want to do this? I bit back angrily, giving us both a chance to rein in whatever was at its brink here. Because as tempting as your cock had been, as much as I'd fantasized about it, in this moment, this wasn't like any of my fantasies. This was about anger for me, too. Fuck. Fine. I took hold of your cock in a firm grip at the base, tucked a wayward strand of hair behind my ears, before leaning over your bedside railing to spit down over the head of your cock. And I stroked you. Fast, jerking, angry strokes. Methodical and sterile. Slick sounds filled the quiet room, our breaths coming in short gasps, our eyes angrily locked on each other. I can't explain what it was that gave you away. Fluttering of your eyelids, the twitching of your cock in my hand, your fists gripping the sheets a little tighter. But I knew. I knew. And I knew what I had to do. Leaning down lower over your bedside, I engulfed just the head of your cock between my lips, held it there for the last stroke of my fists on your cock before you blew your load. There was no mess, no moans, nothing. I stood up, reached for the small kidney-shaped plastic basin on your nightstand, spit out your cream matter-of-factly, wiping the wetness off my lips with the back of my hand before turning to leave, not sparing you a backward glance as the door to your hospital room closed shut behind me.